Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner with a special presentation of Inyochu, Insects of Insemination. By the way, Inyochu roughly translates to lewd demon bugs. This game is not for the faint of heart. I know we've played Starless, I know we've played Maggot Baits, I know we've played Closed Game, and I know we've played Bible Black and Discipline. But this one is by far over the top. This is absolute degeneracy. And this isn't a one-off either. They made 7 or 8 of these things in Japan. They're still making them. So, I saw the hentai. I read the manga. No. According to what I've read in the F95 forum, they did what I thought they would do to the manga and the hentai. They basically softened it down. Even though it was still hardcore, they softened it down and they made it a hell of a lot more digestible. So, this is the real deal. This is the source material. And now we're all about to get freaked the fuck out. So let's get started. Wow. It just starts with... Okay.
She's gonna break.
I'm gonna break. Oh, what? What's gonna break? Come on, say it. Say it, you horny little bitch. I've seen sounds of flesh pounding against flesh break the silence of the gloomy classroom. The anguished moans of a young girl ring out as well, along with the voice of a man showering her with words of scorn. It's like my pussy. The inside of my pussy is being churned up. You're gonna turn me inside out. The girl screams one vulgar phrase after another as her tear-drenched face twists in pain. Her swollen, redded privates wrap hungrily around the man's erect shaft. Right. And how about this hole, huh? What's going on with your ass, huh? Ah, my anus, my insides, they're getting messed up. Shroop. Meanwhile, the other man slowly pulls his penis out from deep within the girl's anus. As he does, her insides stick neatly to his hardened cock like a giant suction cup. Once he finally gets his dick all the way out, the girl's gaping, reddened anus is revealed. Ah, this is too much. It's coming out. My butt juices are coating your dick. Ugh. Says no woman ever.
No, never heard that one before.
Well, I got something for you. A lot of times during these hentai games, the characters announce when they're coming. If you ever had sex and you'd be like, I'm coming!
There's a girl that asked me to let her know ahead of time.
Oh, when, well, yeah, to make sure, but there was never a situation where you're like, I'm gonna come! I'm coming! Because they do that in hentai.
Swallow, no.
Right. But they do that in hentai, and it's really crazy. The girl's like, I'm coming! And the guy says it too. Ah, my insides! They're... Ah! Ugh! Unable to withstand the sensations that so viciously assail her, the girl begins to violently sob and cry, turning her face into an ugly mess of tears. Yet despite all that, she obeys the men and continues screaming obscenities. Every time she gasps for air, her delicate breasts and rib cage heave up and down. Her porcelain skin is covered in a glistening layer of sweat. It gleams alluringly with every tiny movement she makes. Come on, use your stupid slutty holes like you mean it. I'm gonna fuck your brains out. Come on, keep at it. Keep talking about your pussy while you work my cock. God, no, they're gonna break my butt and my pussy. They're both gonna break.
Yep, something you never hear you say on a Monday, huh?
No, I did discipline earlier today.
Yeah.
You're making a mess of my holes. God, it's so rough. You're pounding me like animals. The young girl sways her slender hips with obscene abandon, almost like a dog in heat. Either from pain or pleasure, she continues screaming with her tongue out, even letting drool drip to the floor. There we go. No. This doesn't have long sex scenes. Good. Your cocks are filling me up. You're making a mess of my insides. Cocks are filling my hole. Cocks are filling my holes. They're grinding against me.
Someone's gonna take that.
I don't care. They've already, dude, people have already done that. There's already so much footage of me doing these, so it's
whatever.
Oh god, yeah. In my womb, they're pounding it too hard. Cocks are pounding my womb like crazy. The two men eye the incessantly moaning girl with brutish expressions. Her disheveled hair flutters about in the air. God, look at you. You're dripping wet. Where's all this skank juice coming from, huh? One of the men grabs hold of the girl's fleshy folds, yanking on them nearly hard enough to tear them right off. This must be the dummy filter. Wait, stop it. You're gonna ruin my pussy. You can't just pull on it like that. Yet her screams of panic agony serve as a little more than entertainment for the men, while mercilessly thrusting their towering manhoods into her supple flesh. Smack! The men proceed to deliver firm, hard slaps to the girl's white buttocks. Alright, I'm about to bust a nut. Come on, say it like you always do. Smack, smack. The men's repeated slaps leave the girl's delicate behind woefully red and swollen in a matter of seconds. In spite of all that, however, she still says what is expected of her in a weak, stuttering tone, interrupted only by sobs and whimpers. I'll say it. I'll do it. Please, let me. Please. Her ravaged privates drip cloudy, foamy juices. The girl seems almost in a trance as her entire body twitches and convulses. Is she in pain? Agony? Is she suffering? Or could it be that she keeps on blinking with tear-soaked eyelashes, unsure of what she even feels anymore. Her flushed skin glistens beautifully with sweat as her two incessantly contracting holes gorge on the men's aching shafts. She's also blindfolded, I've noticed. Come inside me, fill my holes with your cum.
Don't hear that. I guess a couple of these liberals say, I want to kill something. Come on, fill me up so I can get an abortion.
It's like, wow, I want you to blow your huge manly loads inside of my skanky fuckhole and my smelly, disgusting ass. I'm begging you. The men start pounding her even faster. Two sizable dicks move in and out of her, separated only by a thin layer of flesh. In fact, the rhythmic pulsations of her flesh serve only to cast the girl even deeper into the throes of passion. Your throbbing hard cocks to fill me up with cum. I want you to blow your huge loads inside me. Oh, God. Hold on. Hold on, this is gonna be...
Screenshot?
Yep.
Might have to pixelate it depending on who...
No. Give me a second, guys. Impregnate me. Mark me with your strong masculine seed. Drake, at least it's masculine. To drown me at my womb and come and knock me up, please.
I'm sure you're going to get the comment.
Enraptured, please. Induce only roaring laughter from the men. These guys are used to it by now. Even as they continue thrusting themselves into the girl with an almost maddened ferocity, their carnal appetite seems almost insatiable. Take this, whore. I'm going to skewer your cum-hungry womb with my cock. Yeah, and I'm going to fuck you hard enough to pull your guts out.
I feel you're gonna get a visitor at your door any moment.
But my womb, your cocks are tearing it apart. This is nothing new. The men sink even further into the girl, going as deep as their penises would allow it. Soon after, the girl is overcome by a strange, surging feeling of expansion. And then... followed by what feels like an explosion inside her, the girl's body aggressively jerks backwards. This does have a story. It just starts out this way. It has a 7.19, which means it's a good read on VNDB.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, my womb, my insides! Slurp, 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 slurp. The girl's crotch continues to emit slimy, viscous sounds. One of the cocks penetrating her rams against her womb while the other pulls out her insides through her ass. What in God's name? It's coming out, all of it, my insides, they're all sliding out. The girl's body violently aches backward while her eyes roll back into her skull. Bubbly froth drips from her mouth. Meanwhile, her visibly protruding belly begins to twitch and undulate. I'll let this hole have its fill, too. This reminds me of maggot baits a little bit. And with that, another man grabs her by the head. Oh!
You know, if I were that guy, I mean, could you wait till she raises up, please?
The girl's mouth already wet and slippery. This is just a hentai thing, bruh. The girl's mouth, already wet and slippery from saliva and froth, gets another raging shaft jammed into it. A dull, muffled sound rings out as her throat bulges. With a moan so guttural it might as well have come from the very depths of the earth, the girl gets simultaneously impaled by three separate cocks. The man grips the girl's head with vice-like power, savoring the sweet sensations of the back of her throat. He keeps going in and out, enjoying every wave of pleasure afforded by her firmness. The other men begin picking up the pace as well, letting their raging shafts skewer the girl's tender privates. Oh fuck, here it comes! I'm gonna empty my balls inside your cunt and pump your womb full of cum. Take my seed and get fucking pregnant! Yep.
Then she explodes like an overfilled water balloon.
One of the guys commented, he said, strong masculine seed. Laughing my fucking ass off. Japan never disappoints.
Oh, they don't.
All three dicks inside her began to violently twitch, and then...
you need, like, the, oh, Adam West Batman. Bam! Pow!
Yeah! The three men unleash a veritable flood of semen inside her holes at the same time. One of them bites at the girl's nipples while ejaculating inside her. There's your scene. The girl's entire body stiffens up as she howls in pure ecstasy. Twitch, twitch, twitch. Her slender frame is racked by an intense wave of convulsions. Hot damn, she's wrapping around me so tight it's like she wants to rip my dick off.
I guarantee you they had to play paper, rock, scissors for the guy that had to be on the bottom. Ah, because it just...
The men slap, grab, pinch, and abuse the girl's soft, tender body, leaving bright red marks on her snow-white skin. Their cocks slide in and out of her holes without rest, impaling her over and over while continuing to pump her full of semen. In the Navy. Not those kind of semen.
No.
The girl coughs, sobs, and chokes as the men pull their penises from her various orifices.
Oh, that's hot.
She vomits up a huge amount of semen, along with whatever else was in her stomach. Ugh. The girl's red and ravaged holes lick hot, steaming cum. The cloudy white of the men's liquid seed is mixed with the crimson of her blood. Semen spurts from her orifices in tandem with her continued convulsions. The girl continues moaning and sobbing while vomiting up even more cum. The silence of the empty classroom is broken only by her pitiful wailing. Heh, stop your fucking crying, you worthless piece of meat.
If I had a dollar for every time I said that.
One of the men gives the girl a hard, audible slap across the face. We're not even close to being finished with you, so don't go taking any naps now.
So well written.
No. No, please. No more. The girl notices several other men waiting for their turn. Yeah, this is just like Maggot Beats. Please, have mercy. Let me rest. I can't take this anymore. The men swarm around the young girl like a hungry pack of wolves, eager to subject her holes to yet another round of lustful savagery. It keeps going. They take turns violating her again and again. And so the young girl's anguished moans continue to reverberate across the lonely classroom. Like some fighting and shit in this, then. Okay. A few days earlier. Ah, jeez. Why do I gotta do this anyway? There's an intimidating pile of written apologies in front of me. A whole mountain of paperwork, really. To be frank, just looking at them is enough to make me cry out in frustration as I faceplant onto the small tea table. My name is Shiratori Mikoto. I'm a demon hunter. In other words, my job is to expunge evil entities and the like. What's more is I'm actually the top hunter at this place, a so-called Black Cat Demon Hunting Agency. I got myself a full-on harem. Man, I sure am popular with the ladies. As for the intellectually challenged buffoon muttering in his sleep over there, that's Tachibana Yamato. A Yamato. He's my child friend and fellow demon hunter, for better or worse. He's a perverted good-for-nothing degenerate whose only specialty of note is running into things headlong without any thought of consideration. A sorry excuse for a hunter who can't even cast a spell to save his life. Long story short, we're pretty much polar opposites. Yeah, like you'd ever be popular with the ladies. Gah. I smack Yamato's head with the end of a rolled-up magazine. Ouch. A comical groan follows, and then... Oh, huh? Boobies. Oh man, it was just a dream. He jolts to his feet and takes a quick look around before dejectedly slumping his shoulders. God, don't give me that nonsense. You're having another one of your perverted wet dreams, weren't you? Ow! If having to do this lousy paperwork wasn't depressing enough on its own, I now have to be subjected to his usual antics, too. Anyone in my shoes would get pissed. I give him another smack, just for good measure. Mikoto, so you're the one that ruined my perfectly good harem. Whatever. If anything, you should be thankful for me liberating your mind from that foul source of debauchery. Anyway, we need to finish this paperwork. Huh? What is it, Yamato? Got something to say? He's been staring at me like a hawk. Oh! I see how it is. You've been left utterly and thoroughly speechless by how much of a bombshell beauty I am, haven't you? I strike a sexy pose just to mess with him. She would, too. But then... Bombshell beauty my ass. The only sources of debauchery here are these puppies. Out of nowhere, Yamato buries his palms in my chest. Get your dirty paws off me, dumbass! I hastily recoil and attempt to shield my breasts, but... Oh, man, you've actually grown since last time! You tight foreskin affront to common decency? Ah! I proceed to launch a dropkick straight into his stupid face. It's not tight, okay? Whoa, easy there. I'm not seeing anything. Okay, yeah, this does have some game overs. This has game over scenes, so we can fuck up in it. Yamato manages to just barely evade my first attack, but I make use of the momentum to lift my leg high and assume the stance for a roundhouse kick. Take this! By the way, little side note, if you guys like this so far, we can add it to our debauchery that we play on the visual novel corner. You know, we have a visual novel week coming up. So if you guys see this on Tuesday and you're like, hey Grim, I really like this, can you get this to us, you know, more to us, I'll do it. Just let me know, you know, there's a comment section, there's that like button. You click on those, and I'm like, oh, hey, they must want more of this. So instead of waiting a couple of weeks, I can just give them more this week. So if you already like what you're seeing, we'll give you more. I don't see why not, and obviously Blood would want the game promoted more. So,
Sick. What's the name of it, you said?
Inyochu.
Inyochu.
Take this! Holy crap! My leg whizzes through the air, missing Yamato as he ducks, but not before lightly grazing his head. Jesus, that was close. Oh, and I see you're wearing white today. However, I also know that you guys probably also want me to finish Starless, Maggot Bates, Deinonychus, and I think that might be it. Yeah, that's the most we have for our debate. Oh, there's also How to Live a Healthy Anti-Lifestyle. So if anybody wants those too, we can do them. I mean, there's always time to do extremely lewd hentai. There's always time. We got plenty of weeks to do it. So yeah, we'll give it to you. Don't worry. And of course, there's also Fun Bag Fantasy, which we just introduced last week or the week before last. So if you want that, let us know. We're just adding in Yochu to the mix. If you want more in Yochu, let me know. If you want more Maggot Baits, because we're already playing it, let me know. That's what I'm here for, guys. This is a, you know, pick your poison kind of thing. I give you guys what you want. Because I'm going to read it anyway. Did he seriously just use that split second to have a peek at my underwear? Yamato, you miserable waste of space! Okay, that's it. I've had it with him. He's going down, and he's going down now! Shit! Calm down, Makoto. Violence is never the answer. Shut up! I'm blowing you to Kingdom Come, you limp dick degenerate! Hold on. That one. Yes. Remember, this is just a preview, guys, so there might be me cutting in and doing some shit. But when we do this for real, there won't be anything like this. You'll just read straight through. There we go. There we are. Okay. That takes care of that. I'm not gonna miss this time. However, just as I'm about to make him taste the power of 1,000 suns. Right, that's enough of that. Hey, that hurt. Gah, but why do I always get the harsher treatment? I end up getting smacked by one side of a binder while Yamato gets the other harsher side. Ugh, Takeru, that hurt! Why did you smack me too? You seriously have to ask? The bespectacled girl with the piercing glare is Takeru. Shiratori Takeru. She's my twin sister. Other than being a fellow demon hunter here at the Black Cat, she's also in charge of accounting and various administrative duties. Makoto, are you finished with the paperwork I assigned you? Come on, how am I supposed to keep track of every single seal? I answer a cold, indifferent question in a slightly sulky tone. But I know it's not getting me anywhere, not when it comes to Takeru. Now how many times must I remind you to keep an inventory of your seals before embarking on a job? That way you'll just have to count how many are left once you're finished. Yeah, but the whole keeping an inventory part is the worst part. Good thing I didn't use any seals at all, huh? Lucky me. More like you can't use any, you tight foreskin loser.
I ain't never heard where that was an insult.
Shut your pie hole, you glorified titty monster. The titty? What? You little... Ugh! This time I get the harder end of the binder, while Yamato gets smacked by its edge. In any case, we both crumple onto the tatami while holding our poor damaged noggins. I didn't realize this is gonna be like a comedy. Well, you're free to do as you please, of course. If you refuse to write those reports, I'll just have to deduct the necessary amount from your salaries. Her eyes do not show even a sliver of mercy as she looks down on us. Let's see. After deducting the cost of damage from your pay, well, would you look at that? It means you'll have to work for free for the next 3 months. The 3 whole months, but I was planning to buy some new clothes this week. The 3 months? Well, there go my holiday plans, I guess. Yamato and I both jump to our feet and share a dumbfounded look. Wait, hold up a second, Takeru. I'll write all the reports you could ever want. You heard her. Just give us some time. Have mercy, oh wise and great Takeru.
You know, that's what I do before I answer is I wiggle side to side, and then I like, you know what? Good idea.
Would you please stop being such a creep? We both crawl to Takeru's feet and cling pathetically to her slender legs. Our bizarre, almost insect-like act makes her let out a yelp. What am I gonna do with you two? See, this is why I keep telling you to listen to what I have to say. I know, and I'll obey. From now on, I'll be a really good girl and do whatever you tell us. Please, we're begging you, Takeru. We both drop down to our knees and bow our heads. All our groveling gets out of her is a long, deep sigh. Fine. I'll do what I can to help out, but please try to report all the details you remember to the best of your abilities, okay? Awesome! Love you, Takeru! I give her a beaming smile and a big old hug. Mikoto, what are you... Anyway, I'm glad to see you're so motivated, at least. I keep on hugging Takeru while she tries and fails not to look embarrassed. But then... Awesome. Love you, Takeru. You don't get to do that. Yamato attempts to latch onto us, only to be swiftly and mercilessly countered by my kick. Listen, Yamato, you've caused quite a lot of damage this time, so I'm expecting an even more detailed report from you, young man. Yes, ma'am. Even as he's half-fainted and convulsing on the floor, Yamato musters a reply with a thumbs up. And so did our hardships resume under the watchful surveillance of the one and only Takeru. Several hours later... Phew, we're finally done! But my head's still spinning from all those numbers. I feel like I'm about to come down with a fever. My ears are probably leaking smoke, too. Yet despite all those hardships, we managed to emerge victorious. We've defeated the final boss known as Paperwork. Good work, you two. You've earned yourself some much-needed rest. Takeru gets to work as soon as she takes all the paperwork off our hands. Her speed is at least 10 times faster than ours. Actually, no. Make that 50. We're supposed to be twins, so how come we're so different when it comes to our strengths? Aw, man. Why do we have to do all this busy work? I know, right? We're just doing our jobs. The sheer relief from having finished all the paperwork makes our idle grumbles come leaking out. As we're both sprawled out across the tea table, Takeru gives us a sharp look. I believe I've already explained this. We're a branch offshoot of the main office. The damages incurred during our demon hunting exploits are covered only because we're part of that organization. Otherwise, you guys would have to pay for everything out of your own pockets. I doubt I need to explain what that would result in, right? the black cat would go under overnight. Look, I get that, but can't we at least make this a little easier? Yeah, these things are a huge pain to fill out. Oh, stop complaining. We're dealing with money here, so this much should be expected. Besides, we ought to be thankful that our main offices play by the rules, including being able to write off expenses. If you hate paperwork, all you have to do is make fewer mistakes on the job. I guess so. Can't really argue with cold hard facts. Easier said than done, though. Wait, so does that mean there are places that don't play by the rules? Exactly. We may all share the same profession, but there are all kinds of different organizations out there, like the Central Demon Hunter HQ, or the Demon Hunting Society of Japan, to name a few. Man. And among them are ones that actually harbor some fairly dangerous ideals. Wow. While explaining all that, Takeru starts looking through and correcting all the written apologies we so half-heartedly filled out. And that's not even mentioning all the other reports and invoices. Then again, that's my little sister for you. She's kind of amazing like that. But what do you mean by dangerous ideals? I mean, aren't they demon hunters? That cat just talked! They are, but demon hunters aren't all cut from the same cloth. A lone black cat walks into the room and addresses us while stroking its long whiskers. He's Yoru, the demon cat. And yes, he can talk. So there you go! The cat can talk!
If he's a demon cat.
He's a demon cat. It's not much different than a demon cat and a regular cat. I've seen a demon cat, but my grandmother had a demon cat. You couldn't touch it and claw the shit out of you. That thing was vile.
I call that a dead cat.
He also serves as the branch manager of our agency. He may be a demon himself, but he's a firm believer in peaceful coexistence between demons and humans, so that's never been a problem. Well, why did he stop the fuck shit in the school? Well, we'll find out. Anyway, the three of us have known him for years. Chief, I've got some additional reports and invoices to add to the pile. They're all organized and simply need to be stamped by you. Wait, what? You're already done? That was fast. She's been chatting with us the whole time, though. Man, how come she's so overwhelmingly better at office work than I am? Let's see here. Yeah, what else? I can't do it like the cat. Nyah! And another nyah, nyah, and nyah! Yoru hums to himself while leafing through all the documents, stamping each one with his paw dipped in red ink. Chief, at least give the documents a cursory glance before stamping. Not to worry. I'm sure everything is in perfect order. This is you we're talking about after all. Yeah, and that takes care of it. After stamping the last of the batch, Yoru huffs triumphantly and wipes off the red ink from his paw. Good grief. In any case, I'll be sending these over to the main office. Appreciated. My, whatever would I do without you, Takeru? Well, I'm glad he's having so much fun. Takeru, Yamato, Yoru, and me. The four of us make up the merry band of the Black Cat Agency. We have a decent enough reputation when it comes to eradicating demons. Oh, I know why they call themselves the Black Cat Agency now. Thing is, every single job ends up involving the wanton destruction of property, leading to constant expenses and us being in the red all the time. Still, it's our tiny little corner of the world, and we lead modest but happy lives while being reasonably serious about running a demon hunting business. The agency phone rings with a somewhat old-fashioned chime. The shrill sound of our black rotary phone, an antique that feels like it'd actually be more popular these days, fills the cramped space of our little agency. Must be from the main office. Do try to keep your voices down for a bit. Takiro quickly snatches up a pen and some paper, then picks up the receiver. This is Shiratori from... This is Shiratori from the Black Cat Demon Hunting Agency. How can I help you? Oh? Yes? Yes? What? Right. Understood. Her pen dances atop the paper at lightning speed. Must be a work-related call. Psst. Yamato, I think we got ourselves a new assignment. Better get your act together this time, you hear me? I whisper a few words into Yamato's ear while tugging on his sleeves. Ha, right back at ya. You gotta try not to fire off a million seals like last time. Excuse me? I had to do that because you couldn't subdue that demon on your own, remember? Give me a break. That only happened because you insisted it was my job to hold it down and wouldn't help. And I'm telling you that none of this would have happened if you had done your job right, you dickless weirdo. Well, then you shouldn't have just pinned the thing down with your seals to begin with, little Miss Cow Tits. What? Cacao? They look perfectly fine, okay? And it's not like you've seen them anyway, you tight foreskin buffoon. Shut it. I'm telling you, it's not tight. I can pull it back just fine. Look, I don't have phimosis, okay? Ka-ching! Ugh! The sound jolts us back to reality. I throw a cautious look in Takeru's direction and notice that she's already finished her call and is glaring right at us. Did I not make it abundantly clear that I want you to keep your voices down? Crap, she's mad. Real mad. And I'm not just saying that, this is the real deal. I'm very sorry. I'm real sorry too. We both give her a sheepish bow. Seriously, the two of you are just... Takeru shakes her head, seemingly too exhausted to even scold us. Seeing her so utterly worn down makes Yamato and I become even more apologetic. Now, let's put that aside for now. How did the call go? What's our next assignment? Yoru's timely interruption ends up saving us from any further embarrassment, for which I'm endlessly thankful. Takeru manages to collect himself as well and turns her attention to her notes. Right, we have a new assignment from the main office, but... But what? Takeru throws a quick glance my way. It concerns the exorcism of ghosts at an academy over in the neighboring town. We have several eyewitnesses, rumors are running rampant, and a number of students have gone so far as to stop attending school altogether. Long story short, they want us to take care of it ASAP. Ghost? Thinking of Scooby-Doo from...
Ghost noise!
Hearing Takeru's description immediately sends an unpleasant chill down my spine. Surely they don't need us demon hunters for a job so simple and straightforward, so someone like an exorcist would be a far better fit for handling this, no? My voice inadvertently turns all high-pitched. Just admit that you're scared of ghosts. Guilty as charged. I've never been good with ghosts and the like. Just hearing about them makes me break out in a sweat. Just stuff it, will ya? It's not like you can perform any exorcisms either. Yeah, whatever. Still be shaking like a leaf at the mere mention of ghosts. Okay, that's enough of that, you two. Luckily for you, I'll be handling this job myself. I'm in your debt. Thanks, Takeru. Besides, I also need to make up for the losses caused by a certain someone's rampage. Takeru's icy gaze sends both of us to the floor. She really is the glue that holds this agency together. As her sister, I'm beyond proud, but I also feel bad for putting all this burden on her. So anyway, that means I'll be away on business for a couple days. I'm counting on you guys to hold the fort until I return. Right, we won't let you down, promise. Least I can do is give her an enthusiastic reply. Chief, I was told they'd be sending over the official papers in the mail. I'd like you to handle all the formalities. Yeah, well do. I appreciate all your hard work, Takeru. I'm just doing my job, and on that note, I'll be taking these documents into the post office. We'll get that, right? And with that, she's gone. Yeah, I'm so glad we have Takeru. Yeah, it's Takeru, not Takeru. This place would have gone under ages ago if it was just the two of you. Yoru gives our crumbling self-esteem the coup de grace while floating jovially in the air. Both Yamato and myself crumbled to the floor feeling utterly defeated. That only happened only a few short days ago. However... Look, I'm telling you, something about this just doesn't feel right. The frustration is welling within me. Can't help but raise my voice. We're still at the Black Cat. It's only been a few days since Takeru left. But it's like the entire mood inside the agency has done a complete 180. There's a constant feeling of unease that hangs heavy in the air like a miasma. Relax, you're probably overthinking this. I mean, this is Takeru we're talking about, right? She's not really one to make mistakes. Well, that's what I think, at least. But that's exactly why I'm worried. She wouldn't just go radio silent like this. It's so unlike her. Something must have happened. I'm sure of it. The night Takeru took off for that academy. I've arrived without incident, and my investigation is proceeding apace. That was the first and only time she got in touch with us. We haven't heard a single word from her since. Didn't the school say that Takeru is continuing her investigation as usual? Yeah, but if that's the case, then why hasn't she contacted us herself? She's not the type to neglect reporting in. When we called the school, they informed us that Takeru's investigation has been proceeding without issues, but she can't come to the phone herself. They would insist she's not around or that they don't know exactly where she is, and so on. Regardless of what I told them, I can't be sure whether they pass it on to Takeru or not. Even if we assume the unlikely scenario is that she's simply forgotten to report in, if she knew I was trying to contact her, she'd call me immediately. There's something fishy going on here, I just know it. It really is worrying that we've only heard from her one time. Sure, I'd expect the two of you to act so slovenly, but not Takeru. I can't even muster the energy to get mad at Yoro's comments. If anything, I'm getting more and more worried by the second. Anxiety spreads over my heart like waves of dark, murky water. Okay, that's it. I'm gonna go to that school myself. Takeru would never put me through something like this, which can only mean... Something must have happened to her, and I have a really bad feeling about it. I'm her twin sister. I can tell. So don't even try to stop me, okay? I know I'm not just overreacting here. Very well, but do watch yourself, alright? If something really did happen to Takaru. That can only mean she's gotten herself involved with something genuinely dangerous. I know, I'll be careful. I bite my lip as I look at Yoru's earnest expression. I need to get my act together. He's right. If something happened to Takaru... Alright then. Off we go, Mikoto. Huh? You want to come with me? He stands up, looking wholly enthusiastic. I can do little to feign my surprise. But all he does is give me one of his signature grins. Come on, don't be like that. I'm just as worried about Takaru as you are. In fact, I've long since made up my mind to go after her. You couldn't even hold me back if you tried. He scratches his nose, looking slightly embarrassed. However, seeing him like that makes a wave of relief wash over me. Let me see. It'll be good to have him by my side. It's okay. It's gonna be fine. I'm desperately trying to calm myself down. Wait for me, Takaru. Your sister's coming for you. Okay. Okay. So that's gonna be where we end it for now. She's just about to go into school and find all the crazy shit. And there's a lot of crazy shit, as we've kind of seen from the intro. And a lot of bad endings. Not as many as the original. By the way, this is a remake of the original game, which came out in like 07 or something. So, yeah. Anyway, you guys can pick this game up at Jast USA for... how many dollary dues is it? $29.74. It was originally $34.99, but it's on sale, if you want to call $29 a sale. We don't know how long the game is. VNDB doesn't have an hour. Like, they usually tell us if it's 10, 20, 30, we don't know. I don't know how long this game is.
They have the anime.
They have a hentai, but it's been, hentai. It's watered down.
Yeah.
They watered all of them down. Anybody that's played watched the hentai or read the manga, it's all watered down. There's crazy shit. People were looking at some of the scenes and like, oh my god, this is worse than the manga and the hentai. Of course it is. They have to censor all that shit, because if they don't, like, there's a lot of shit. That's why Maggot Bates will never get an adaptation. And this is very much in the same vein as Maggot Bates. So if you're looking for grim, dark, but not quite grimdark, because there's still a lot of humor and comedy in it, which you won't find in fucking Maggot Bates.
Yeah.
Here you go. It's comedy and absolute fucking degenerate horror. So that's Inuyochu, and I am gonna be out of here for the Grim Sentai Corner with Inuyochu.